I need to face a story that I heard, and I think it is it's to do with Louis and Jake.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you've heard this a million, the story before, about how you gentlemen met.
Yeah.
And how you got involved with each other. I've told this story on the radio. I don't think I've done it justice. So Jake, if you can tell me how you and Louis, who's to my left-hand side, actually met.
Wow, we went there this early out. Well, basically, we met through a mutual friend of ours who happened to be my lovely lady at the time. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to name and shame her, but she was my lady at the time. And she knew Louis as well, but I didn't know Louis. And one night, Louis saw her out in the town, tried hitting on her. And she came back, was like, oh, this guy tried hitting on me. And I was like, okay. So I did the whole Facebook stalk thing, you know, as you do when you're a kid and stuff. Yeah. Like, who's this guy? And I saw that he played drums. So we split up, me and the girl split up. I remember he played drums, got rid of her, got him in, never spoken to her since.
So there was no over, you didn't send Louis a message on Facebook saying, hey, mister, keep your eyes off my missus.
It was kind of like a back off kind of message.
So you did send one?
Yeah. And then it was just, yeah.
It never gets less awkward telling that stuff.
No.
I still feel bad.
Just quick question for you, Jake. Jake, have you ever flirted with another man's girlfriend?
Another man's girlfriend?
Another man's female.
I don't know.
I'll stop you there, right?
Oh, here we go.
Recently, you did an interview on BBC Breakfast, is that right?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Do you remember the setup to how that actually happened?
No.
Do you get a phone call from one of the producers of BBC Breakfast? And they call you and they go, how you doing? Can we get a bit of a backstory?
We do all that stuff.
Yeah. Do you remember the girl who rang you?
No. Wait, no, I don't like this.
Did you notice she had an Irish accent?
Oh, here we are.
Here we go.
Yeah,
all right. So this young girl was ringing as a producer on the BBC and she rang you. And from what I heard is the fact that there was a lot of giggling and you're so this and was so
from me.
that was my girlfriend.
Well then.
I'm only saying
the tables have turned.
The snake has been caught.
I'm only saying
the snake has been